Let me tell you, I feel like dancing tonight. I feel like partying and having some fun. Maybe even have a drink that is stronger than tea, if you know what I mean. I took a visit to this new liquor store called Total Wine, and the amount of alcohol and wine and beer and the setup was astonishing. I was like, why don't I have a restaurant or a club to serve alcohol? Or how come I am not a part of the wine industry? There were so many options to choose from that gave me so many ideas that I do not have the time of day for. But I sure would like to host a tasting or make a bar cart for someone or build a wine collection of my own. Tea is not the only thing this Southern Belle drinks. Anyway, it has been a pleasant autumn day for me. Spectacular weather that I have been waiting for, and it keeps getting better. I feel like I am finally getting over the hill, over the slump, over the heartache I once had. If I look back, I'd probably say that I took too long to move on. But if I was to move on too fast, somebody would for sure call me crazy psycho, especially since I have been to a mental health facility. Like, how could I find happiness and laughter in this world? Since Halloween is coming up, I told one of my friends that I want to dress up in costume as the Grim Reaper and Harley Quinn. That will suit me perfectly. The past couple of years, I have been unlearning these traditions and researching the roots and origin of them for deeper meaning and purpose. And Halloween is one that I don't really get. You know, why are we going to get candy from people's houses? Why the scary movie marathons that we used to watch as kids? I think that the Hispanic or Latino culture have the Day of the Dead. A time to acknowledge spirits and ghosts, people that have died, and the afterlife, I guess. For me, though, my biological father's birthday is on Halloween, so my upbringing, we've always did birthday celebration along with Halloween. So for me, it's more about fun and entertainment. And just saying that it's a lot of people doing things and they don't even know why. And keep passing it down to their kids, like telling them Santa Claus is real, but that is for another day. Well, I got some things to take care of, dreams to fulfill. I will meet you all on the membership side or catch you on the next episode. To support my work, you can make financial contributions to Cash App Bella Beauty, paypal.me/NikitraSB or Venmo at @LashNikki, listed in the description box of this episode. You can also purchase any of the digital products that I plan to keep adding to, or you can become a member to the Bella Beauty community. Laissez le bon temps rouler. Lights, camera, Hollywood. It's time to stand up on your motherfucking feet. 10 toes down. I am Nikitra Barard, the Southern Belle of Beauty, here to serve you some tea. I got so much love, energy, and vitality that my content is coming out like sparkling glitter and rainbows, enveloped in Christmas lights and decorations with Native Shaman music and R&B playlists mixed together in the background. Such a beautiful mess, I know. It is the weekend. We have Friday 13 coming up. I'm going to be talking about money in this episode, as well as astrology and whatever interests me, as I have reached a new level in life. Congratulations to me, right? How do I know that? Because I can feel it. I am moving like it, and I'm getting signs that I have shifted my paradigm. So I am ready to press the gas, actually floor it, pedal to the metal, as they say. I have posted some videos on my social media in regards to the Ring of Fire solar eclipse that is happening October 14th. And also, I've been hearing about this war that's going on with the Palestine people. You know, the powers that be, they know more about the celestial events and their impact or influence it has on the planet for humanity more deeply than the average person. So how coincidental is it that bombs are being dropped that causes for millions of people to protest in different parts of the world and use their platforms to do what they feel called to do about it? In real talk, I don't know the details and specifics about this war. I will search the internet for it when I'm in position to do so, so that I am privy to current events. But how could I be concerned about a war happening overseas in another country when there is one right here in our backyard? There's war in our own country, all right, in our own neighborhood and streets. I need food, water, shelter myself. I haven't worked a job for the sake of money in over 4 years because I realize it's not ever going to put me ahead or on top. It's not going to solve my problems that way. We have been so programmed and conditioned that a job working for money nonstop is an acceptable livelihood. Shit has been happening on this planet long before I got here. I have mentioned there will be more protests and uprisings as more and more people are waking up, and will probably keep happening after I am long gone from here. So why bother is my response to that at the moment. I would like to know what it is about, though. Is it about religion, some type of genocide that's happening, a fight for resources, or is it just humans simply waking up to the truth? We will see. I got a chance to live through a solar eclipse. This is like my second one that I got to see with my own naked eyes. Something that I will think about when I am on my deathbed. I do have some revelations about it that I would like to share, perhaps in a future episode, because I want time to process this. And we're still in the middle of eclipse season. And some of you may not have come here for astrology related topics, although I will be adding bits and pieces of it into the membership because I feel like some of the disharmony on the planet is due to the disconnection to nature. Humans did not create this planet, but want to control it and the people on it. The sun, moon, stars, and other celestial bodies have an effect on the weather, the crops, the land, the water that we rely on to sustain our lives. But you want to have the nerve to complain about this, that, and the third, or be depressed about not having this or that. How about you get on your knees and thank the divine for even giving you life and breath today? And if you have been on your knees, then how about you stand up, look in the mirror, and claim your power back? Next, I want to talk about, I have some scheduled events about money, how the nature of work is changing, and how my perception of career, profession, and the job force industry is changing. I did introduce something called pink money a few episodes back to establish a feminine aspect to it. And then recently I saw someone title their live stream purple money, and I was like, wow, people see money as different colors or in different colors. So I have a stream called Rainbow Monopoly money that I plan to talk about later this month to get the conversation going about that, because the word money means different things to different people and can trigger certain attitude and behaviors. I might end up doing a class or developing a collection or series on this topic, as it's an interesting and important topic, aspect of life, that I'd like to address, highlight, maybe a whole other website, or add to the separate podcast project that I have. Just stay tuned and follow along for that. I had to see for myself what life was like not relying on a job to be my only source of income, only working for the sake of money. You know, take a look at when I started doing that, and you know, who taught me that, you know, what civilization operates in that way. Have you seen the type of society that that type of lifestyle creates when you are only pursuing and chasing money, and the effect that it has on the people and the environment? Like, what are other ways and options do we have? You know, I'm just asking these thought-provoking questions before they make that illegal to do. Thinking. I am exploring some business moves and money-making opportunities within trucking. And you have to be licensed in order to drive a semi-truck. I get it. You want to know what you're doing when it comes to that, right? And it's a highly regulated industry. Because they have human trafficking, drug trafficking, yeah, okay. But it doesn't require a license, or there's less qualifications and requirements to be a presidential candidate that is supposed to lead an entire country, though. Everybody wants to attach every single thing that you do and all that you are to a paper dollar. That is a problem. Could be the problem. How much do you pay for the air that you breathe? How much does the sun rays cost? How much did you pay for your physical body? Some of y'all have probably paid for a boob job or lip or butt injections, but that is beside the point. In some places, you have to get a license to fish, and you gotta pay to go look at nature at a park. Or it's gonna be off limits and closed. Do you get that? Nature is closed, everyone. Come back tomorrow with your Apple Pay, and then we're gonna charge an extra fee if you show up late or early. Company policy enforced by police-owned government programmed robots. Thank you. Have a nice day. That's what it looks like the world is coming to if we allow it, if we accept it. We are free to do all things, but all things are not good for you. I know that I have an interesting way of seeing things, saying things, and that's why I put it out there. It will be the rebels who will be the leaders amongst those who are too scared to break human-made laws that are meant to keep you trapped and playing small. Humans make it illegal to be human. How about that one? Quoted Nikitra Berard. And that's why I am ascending to goddesshood. That is why I am evolving into another species, a higher consciousness, okay? Let me take a moment to play some music, change the vibes.